Good morning, we're Masechet Gittin Daf Pei Zayin. And we start right at the bottom of Pei Vav Bet at the Mishnah. And the shir today is Ilu Nishmat Shimon Ben Yaakov Kopel HaKohen. That's Steve's father. It's your tzad today. To Steve and Kenny, wish you a long life. Should be Ilu for his neshama. Okay. So the Mishnah says like this. Shnaim Shashalchu Shnei Gittin Shavin. Two people said the same Gittin with a shaliach. Rashi says, yeah, that their names are the same. In other words, Chaim divorced Rivka, and two Chaims put divorce in Rivka. And the shlichim got to the same town, etc. And the gets get mixed up. They get mixed up. The Tana Kama says, no ten shneim lezo, v'shneim lezo. So now we're not sure whose was whose. And we need ketiva lishma, according to remember Rabbi Eliezer said, we don't need eide chatim, we need ketiva lishma, and do we need eide mesira? So now we will give each woman both getin. Okay? Lefichach avad mechad men. Therefore, if one of them gets lost, haru asheni batel. So we can't use the second one either. We don't know who that second one belongs to, so they both battle. If we've got both of them, not a problem, we give them each both the getin. And then we know that one of them at least, when we give each woman the two getin, so each woman got their get. We're still not sure which get it was, but they both each got their own get. When we've got one get in our hands and one got mixed up, we don't know who to give it to, so we can't use the second one either. Now, new case. Chamishasha katvu klal. If three people, five people written into the get, the Tanakh says they're klal. Tanya means like Bichlala. We wrote all their names. You will see in a moment how it works. Like Chaim, Yaakov, Yosef, Shimon, Baruch, all divorcing Rivka, Rachel, Sarah, Leah, help me with the foot name. I don't know. Right, some other woman's name. Right, but talk again. Ishploni, Meres, Plonit, 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 etc. That's five names. Va'enim ilamata, enim sign at the bottom, kulan kshay, they're all kesh, each woman can use this get, we can divorce the get, even they're all five in the get. Vinate in a cholechat vechat. And again, you've got to give that same get to the five women. Okay? Hayakotev tofes le cholechat vechat. If there wasn't just one get, names, etc., but there was a tofes, right? The standard part of the get was for each one, written five times on the same parchment. Va'enim ilamata, and the Edim sign right at the bottom, it's Sha'edim Nikarin Imo Kasher. The Edim that you read with the last Tofis are kosher. In other words, only the Edim at the bottom. The first four Tofsim, which have the different people's names, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the Edim sign at the bottom, we only regard the fifth section as if it's a kosher again, because the Edim are regarded to be read with them and not with anybody else. Look at Rashi very quickly, Sha'edim Nikarin Imo. Hainu tachton, the bottom one. Aval elyonim psulim, the top ones are pasul. Why? Shem Eloheinu el al acharon. Because the assumption here is that the 80 might have only been to read the last section and not even bothered reading what was it before. When they gave out only on the bottom. I don't know. Right, so now the word says, man tana. Who's the tana of this Mishnah? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, the local Rabbi Lazar. It's clearly not Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi Lazar. Right? Now, Rashi says, yeah, diktani di'ikita kanta benoten shneim lezo v'shneim. We're talking about the first case of the Mishnah. Now, who's the tana of this Mishnah that allows you to give the two gittin to both women? Right? So it can't be Rabbi Lazar. Why? Must be Rabbi Meir, says Rashi. Adds in here, must be Rabbi Meir. Rashi says, Hilchach kol achat mehen mitgareshet b'shelah she'ba liyada ve'edav chatumim bo. So it's not Rabbi Lazar. Right? Must be Meir. And Rabbi Meir says, and now really we've got both get, each get has the witnesses signed on the get. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says, so we've got Khatima, and now we're giving both getin to each woman. And therefore, the woman who the Adim signed on the get for her or given to her, she also happens to have the other get. Right? Rabbi Meir came under law by Adim Masira. She says, since Rabbi Meir doesn't need Adim Masira. So we don't really care that the Adim that are busy are being witnessing the giving over of the get, they don't know whose get's going to. We don't need it anyhow. Shapri dami, because it works. Ta'ako gete nami mishechatmu ha'edim elan yodin lami yidnaten. Because it says Rashi, what's Rabbi Meir's shtick? It's actually a very nice summary of Rabbi Meir's shitta. Because Rabbi Meir says, Adechati makarti, the ones who sign. And let's be honest, when the Adim sign a get, they don't know who the get's going to. They signed a get saying the get is a good get. They don't know who the woman is. So now we don't really care because you take the two git and you give them to each woman. The Adim in the first place never knew who the git was going to. They never knew the woman. So we don't care. That's how it's going to be made. Whatever you realize, that's a problem. Rabbi Meir says we have to know that it's going to the right woman. And you've got a problem because if you've got two git in, only one gets going to the right woman. And we're not even sure which git is for the right woman. Seidem Messira, the witness is testifying the handing over of the get, can't really help you in that circumstances. Everybody with me? Right? Okay. So that is, do you know, it's the back in the Gemara now. De'i Rabbi Elazar, I'm now starting the fourth last line. Kevin the Amar Eidem Messira Karti, we need Eidem Messira. Ha lo yareba, minayu kemagasha. That's what we just said. We don't know who you're divorcing. Which what? So that is Rabbi Yirmiya says, knock knock Rabbi Elazar. Right? Abaya Amar, afilu taimu Rabbi Elazar. It could even be Rabbi Elazar. How could it be Rabbi Elazar? Eime de bai Rabbi Elazar ketive lishma netin lishma mi bai. It could even be Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Rabbi Meir needs ketive lishma. We said it all the time. Remember, Rabbi Meir learns from the pasuk v'chatavla means ketive lishma, not signing. So he says, it was written lishma. Ah, now the getting got mixed up. Doesn't matter. When the get was written, this get was written lishma for woman Rivka number one. And this get was written lishma for Rivka number two. Now they got mixed up and the Aidim, and you go and you give both of them to one. We've got the one is definitely getting a get, which was written lishma. She's also getting a get that wasn't written lishma. And then the other woman's getting both the get in. She's getting one get which was written lishma and one get which wasn't written lishma. So it could even be Rabbi Lazar. We don't need Adam Assyria, right? Chatima. We're relying on the fact that the ketiva was lishma.
You're keeping the woman too. How can they be?
You give the two, you take it back. You got another woman, you give them her too. Right? Okay. The word says Chamishashe Katu Klal. Okay, I put together was the easy part for me of the Mishnah. Now, for me, the fun and games begin because in my head, I haven't got this whole thing really sorted out. This idea of five on the same get and the klal and the tofes, we'll see what's going on. So, just quickly to remind what we said in the Mishnah, we said, Father, Chamishashe Katu Klal, they wrote together, they looked in the get, but talk again, each plenty, mentioning five names, plenty, etc. The Adim started on the last one, Kulan Chari, Minatan Nakola Chatvachat. Then we said, if you write a tofes for each one and one, and then they said, there's a tofes, five tfasim, and the bottom eidim, that's only the last one is kosher. Okay, so Gemara says, hechidami klal, hechidami tofes. What does it mean? Give us examples of the Gemara. When do we say that it's called the klal, that all five are written in? And when do we say that there's a tofes? Here there's a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan Esh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, zman echad dechulan, zehu klal. If there's a date, one date at the top of the gate, and then all five are written underneath, even if each got their own tofes, they're still called the klal, says Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Zman lekol echad ve'echad. But if it's got a date for each one, so we've got a date and then the detail. Date details, ze tofes. That's what we mean when we say different tofes. There's a different date for every single section of the get. Rabbi Shlakish says, no. Afilu zman echad lechol enam yave tofes. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Shlakish says, even if there's one date, it can still be called a tofes. So then the Gemara says, okay, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan called the klal. So the Ela Hechidami Klal. So how would Reish Lakish explain what it means when the Mishnah says a Klal? He says, Klal, Dichtiv, the Katav Anu Ploni Uploni. He says, this is Klal. And it says, we, and it mentions all the men's names. Gerash Neshotein Uploni, we, the next five men, divorced and lists five women. Right? That's called a Klal. So when it's A to B to C, B to C, and it's each listed separately, says Reish Lakish, that is called the tofes. Even if there's one date, it makes no difference. But when there's a whole bunch of names at the beginning, the introductory paragraph is all the men, all the women, that is called the klal. So matkiv Rabbi Abba, so we're the kasha Rabbi Yochanan, right? We're the kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, who said, zman echad lechulan zehu klal, when it's got one date, that's called klal. So aren't we concerned, says the Gemara Lichush, dilma, kichat musahadei, abatru dechatimei, maybe when the Adim signed, they only signed on the last set people. Rabbi Yochanan says there's one date. So there's one date in the miracle of everything. And we've got all the tough tofs in it. It's still called a klal. Why do we say it's kosher? Why don't we have a chashash? It's only signed on the last ones. At the end of the day, he says, like this, Milo, tell me in a brighter. Or any Baba Batra, he quotes a Gorya. Adim chatumin al Sheilat Shalom beget pasu. If Adim sign on a Sheilat Shalom, now what's a Sheilat Shalom? This is a bit mind boggling. Look at Rashi, Ashlat Shalom Chatu Velola Get, right? What does it mean? Rashi says, Avia Sha'alu Bishlomo. If Adim sent a get, a guy writes a get, at the bottom of the get, he writes, Vishalu Bishlomishti, ask how my wife is doing. He's giving her a get, right? He's still concerned how she's doing. He writes the get, at the bottom, the Shaliach, must find out how she's doing. So he says, maybe if you write, write that into the get, the Chashash is that the Adim signed on the Sha'alu Bishlomo, on the question. They never actually gave Adut on the gate because it was in between, there was a space. And we see that's the case. Pasul, why? Chashinan, Sheba Shalat Shalom Chatamu. So we said, no, don't worry about that. That's not a problem. I could lo lo itmar alay. We already learned about that. In that Masechta there was Rabbi Rat, Amar Yabayu. Ledidi mefashli minet Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained to me, he says, Sha'alu pasu. If it's written, the get, and then the word Sha'alu, right, like a new sentence, that's when it's considered pasu, if the Adim signed at the bottom of Sha'alu Shalom. But if they said, V'sha'alu, and in addition to what we've just written now, also ask, so the Vavachibur joins the shalu to the body of the get, then it would be kasher. That's our case we're speaking about. Yakut Rabbi Yochanan, the ktiv bei ploni, v'ploni, v'ploni. It's this one and this one and this one. It's clear that the Edim are giving Eidut to the whole get because it's all written in one long dot. It's not ploni plonit, ploni plonit, ploni plonit. It's ploni ploni, v'ploni ploni, v'ploni ploni. You know, you see often in introduction to a contract, it says, whereas, so and so, and whereas, or and, right? That's the idea of here, or hoil v in Hebrew. So that vav over there makes the whole big contract into one contract, and it wouldn't be a problem. So, okay. V'tu, another kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, da amar zman lekol echad zehu tofes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he said, when do we say it's called a tofes? When there's one time for the whole get. Right, one date for the whole get. Look at Rashi. Zman lekol echad v'echad. Kesaka dati. Rashi. We at the moment. How do we understand this? Beyom shenichtav ze lo nichtav ze. Are we saying what does it mean? One date. There's one date, but really, each if one of the five wrote or signed the get on a different day. It started on this date, but it's over a period of time, and that's why we say that when there's one date, it's still okay. But what's the problem? Aren't we worried? He said, shouldn't we be concerned? Then we says the kol echad bechad zehu tofes. So if that's the case, my area, right? So why is it dafka because of the tofes? Because what do we say over here? We looked in the Mishnah. It said like this. Hayakotev v'tofes the kol echad bechad ba'edim milamata et sha'edim nukinim kasha. Only the last ones are kosher when it's a tofes. But and it was the original one, Steve, wish you long life. We already mentioned the shirin of your father. Should be a new from Shama for you. Right, so we said over there, according to the Mishnah, only the last one in the Tofes is kosher. The rest, the first four aren't kosher. And now we understand from Rabbi Yochanan that, what are we speaking about, a Tofes, where there's one date, but they were written at different periods. So he says, my area Mishum Tofes, why are they, the original ones all pasul because of Tofes? Why don't we say that the reason why they're pasul is because, like we've got a case, if a get was written in the day and signed at night, it's pasul. So yeah, these guys were signed one day and the next day, carry on the next day, different periods of time altogether. That's what should be kosher. He says, no, this is what the answer is. They're all written on the same date. That's not the habit. I mean, that's not the reason why it would be pasul. That we so we can't say that the get pasul min dechatchila because of different dates. The date is written there clearly. Dechtiv bei b'chad b'shabbat b'chad b'shabbat, meaning all of them took place on the same time. Look at Rashi. B'chad b'shabbat girish plani plani. V'hadar katav b'chad b'shabbat gufei girish plani plani. Tashter lo mifshede kamai ele mishum hafsaka. Now the original one isn't pasul because of the dates, because they're all the same dates. It's only because of the gaps in between. And that's what pasul's at. What day?
Who do you hand it over?
Five times, yeah.
It's a very cavalier way of dealing with
saving money, expensive. One software, short piece of parchment. I could just tell you that if you remember, a couple of years ago, I was in Cuba. Remember, we gathered shear from Cuba as well, by the way. Remember that? So there, we wanted a piece of tinfoil in that town. We stayed in a very nice hotel. It was right. We couldn't get more than a piece of tin foil, about a size of an A5 piece of paper. That we didn't bribe anybody, but Jocelyn Isaacson really used all her persuasive powers to get the hotel manager to find us a slightly bigger piece of tin foil because we wanted to double wrap food to cook it. So you know, where there's a shortage, there's a shortage. So if there's only one piece of cloth in the town and five people need to get divorced, so what do? You know? So that these things in real life happen. Okay. So okay, now so that's Amar Rabbi Meir, Bechad Beshake. Amar Rabbi Ravashi, Reish Lakish, the Amar Zman Echad Echuna Mitofes. I remember Rabbi Yochanan said that Zman Echad Echuna, that's a klal. When there's one time for the whole get, one date, that's called klal. And when there's a separate date, when there's separate times, that's called tofes. Rabbi said, no, even if it's one time, the date written once, that's also called the tofes. So according to Reish Lakish then, if that's called the tofes, so Reish Lakish to Amar Zman Echad Echulan is a tofes, have a, so Ela Hechi Dami Klau. So then what's a klau? Because according to him, what's a klau? So he says, Dechti Behachi. He says, this is a klau. This is what we call a general get, when it's all, when it will be kosher. Anu Ploni Veploni. Gerash L'Shoteinu Ploni Veplonit. When the guy said at the beginning, we, the following men, are divorcing our wives in the list of the men. He says, therefore, Nimtu, Shtei Nashi mit Garesh Mishro Begerechat. He says, wait a second, he said, according to Reish Lakish now, what's a klal? When us two men, are divorcing our wives, two men. So he was, wait a second, how can that be? It turns out that two women are being divorced with the same get. But V'Torah Amra, V'Chatavla, the Torah says specifically, V'Chatavla in the individual, that you've got to have one get per woman. V'lo la v'lechaverta, not to her and to her friend. You can't use it. How can it like you say that this is a kosher get? The Gemara says the hadar katav ploni giresh plonit. The ploni giresh plonit. It says that you're right. It starts off by saying we Chaim and Yankel are divorcing Rivka and Leah. So that seems to be one. But at the end of the get, we come and write again. Individually, Chaim is divorcing Plonit, and in a separate section, not ver, all of us, etc. That seems to be okay. So on that, the Gemara is not so excited. Rabbi Ravina Ravashi, Umashnaim Abba, why is it any different from the Gemara we already learned on Daf Mem Bet? He quotes a bright over here. Hakotev, Kol Nechasav L'Shnei Avadav Kanu. Why you got a problem with the Shlakish? We see over here, we got a bright which said that if a person writes all his Nechasim to two Avadim, and he gives them a star, Kanu, on the one hand, they were kone all in the chasim, and now they were all kone, so each one was actually kone the other one. Remember when I gave to the two Adim, all my nechasim, it included them. They're also part of my nechasim. And then, umeshachrin zetze, and they can then go and release one another. So what's the problem? There we see, the havamin at the moment is that it's also one star, and we gave one star to two Adim and it worked, to two Avadim and it worked, so why can't it work with two women? And we'll say, no, don't compare the two. For all kimna, b'shnei star, we're talking about two starot. That's not a problem. Okay, that's what we're holding at the moment, that you can't divorce two women with the same star. So you can use the same klaf, but it has to be a separate star. So by writing it individually, independently, and clearly stating that it's a man to woman, man to man to woman, it becomes different gittin within the same star. So the difference between one star or one piece of parchment. Okay, you could have more than one star on one piece of parchment, as we say. The Gemara says, Tanika Rabbi Yochanan, Tanika Reish Lakish. Okay, so now remember we had a machloke between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish said that one zman for all of them is tofes. Rabbi Yochanan said that's called klal. And the nafkamin is, because the Mishnah says a klal is kosher, tofes is not kosher. Talking about Rabbi Yochanan, chamisha shekatu betoch haget, the brightness is like this. If I'm writing a get, ish plani mergesh plonit, uplani plonit, uplani plonit, v'zman echad echul, and I got one date for all of them, v'ani melamata, kulan ksheirim, v'tilaten kol achat v'achat. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that's a klal for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that there's one time, one date, but they're all mentioned separately. That is fine. Right? Zman kol echad v'echad v'ha'edi milamata. Right? So now, so he says, yeah, plan zman echad echula v'ha'edi milamata. Hold on. The first case was, chamesh lakav v'do ish plani megash plani, 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 v'zman echad echula v'ha'edi milamata, kulak shayrim. Okay. Zman kol echad v'echad echad, now ha'edi milamata, et sh'edim nikrin imo kasher. Help me out. What's the difference between those two cases? I'm a bit confused myself now. Plani, plani, zman echad dechulan. So what's the difference? Zman kol echad. Ah, sorry. Okay, zman echad dechulan. Right. One time. Sorry. Now, zman kol echad v'echad. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Now, if there's each group of people have got their own time, right? And there we've got now Adim, only Adim at the bottom. That becomes a tofes basically. So we had a date and a get for that person, and then another date and a get. The Adim at the bottom, only the ones that are able to be read with the last paragraph there are kosher, all the four above, and that would be a case of tofes. Okay, so one date to the top makes the whole thing kosher, Each one got their own date, makes it into a tofes, and only the last one would be kosher. And that's basically in Rabbi Yehuda and Medar Omer, Imer Shrevach Ben Ehem Pasu. And that's the Tanakam is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Medar says, no, if they space in between them, right, in Pasu, Vim Lav Kasher, Wah, Shein Zman Mafsikan, says the date doesn't separate the tofes, but if it's an empty line, that would separate it. And then it would be, so contract, Tanakam is like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Medar is a little bit different. Okay, the Tanakam is the brightest point of Resh Lakish, Chamisha Shekat V'Klal B'toch HaGet, so now he says five are at the Klal. Now how did Resh Lakish mention Klal? Resh Lakish said, what does Resh Lakish say Klal? Resh Lakish says like this, like he said, yeah, Hechida Miklal. He said the second one, second lines of our Amud here says the Katav Anu Ploni Uplonit. Kirash Nushtan Uploni Vuplonit. Right? We mentioned them, rattled them off at the beginning, like introduction paragraph, all of them. Anu Ploni Ploni Kirash Nushtan Uploni Plonit. Ploni Kirash Plonit. Uploni Kirash Plonit. Vizmani Chadachulam Vaili Milamata Kulan Kshayri Vitatan Kolachat Vachat. That's exactly how Rabbi Resh Lakish explained what klal means. However, if again, Zman Kol Echad Ve'Echad, if there's a date for each one of them, Revach Kol Echad Ve'Echad, there's a gap between them, Ve'edim Milamata, Che'edim Nekirim O Kasher, same idea. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi She'en Revach Ve'Ehem Pasul Shazman Mafsikan. Rabbi Meir here says, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Medar in the previous Braita, says if there are gaps in between, he says, like that, right? Even if there's no Revach, the date itself is considered a Revach, and that will be Pasul. So now the Gemara says, "Resh Lakish, my ear is man kol echad ve'echad." How come Resh Lakish said, "When there's man for each one, that's what makes it pasul"? How come it's man echad echad nami tofes abe? Didn't he say it's man echad is a tofes, and tofes should be pasul? So now, how do you the law arvinu meikara? Aval echad arvinu meikara, e palig lausman in ilo lois. So that would depend if they put a whole introductory paragraph together at the beginning. If they did, right? So then it would depend. Right, if they mixed them all together, right? So, aval hacha darvinu mikara. So, e paliglaus man. Now, if they had different times for each one, it would be kosher. E lo lo. And if they had different times, they wouldn't be kosher. Different dates. Okay, so a little bit technical on the machlok of Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish on mixing all five together. Like I said, getting to the end of the mesechta now. So the Gemara, as we see, we always see the end of mesechtas. The Gemara is starting to start piling in a whole lot of technical details from the discuss up until now. Quite technical. Probably should have spent 10, 15 minutes on this actually drawing different sections. Have the Gemara's actually got separate examples of what these are now? Okay. New Mishnah. Now, get a little bit more technical, but I think it's a bit easier to follow. Shnei Gittin, Shekatvan Zebet Zadzeh. Same idea. You see that, Daddy? You're writing two Gittin, right? But on one parchment, but like parallel. Like often you see, if you ever like seen a contract in a foreign country, like in Eastern Europe, they write in one language on the one side and English on the other side. Right? But so here you got two gittin down the paragraph, right? Like two gittin, one get here, one get there. You could, I suppose, cut the star afterwards in half, but you don't. And it's written out the moment, one piece of parchment with two
back of it as well.
Okay, the back, we'll see in a moment, signing on the back. They don't want to use the back, we'll see, because in one of the cases here, if you sign on the back, so the assumption is the back isn't used, but we'll get to that in a moment, okay? So Shnei Gittin Shekatuv Zeh B'Tzadzeh Ushnayim Edim Ivrim. Now there are two Israeli. All Edim are kosher, obviously, but two Edim Ivrim here, meaning that they're signing in Hebrew. Now Hebrew, we know we sign from right to left, and you'll say if you want to sign your name, you'll say like Reuven Ben Shimon Ed. Right, so it goes Reuven is the son, Ben Shimon the son of the father. So we know who's signing Reuven, and who's he identifying himself as? Ben Shimon. Okay, we'll see in a moment the Mishnah tells us that the Greeks, even the Greek Jews, even though they sign in Hebrew, the minag in Greece, we'll see in a moment, was that if your name is Reuven and your father's name is Shimon, so we Israelis would sign Reuven ben Shimon, and the Greeks would sign Shimon ben Reuven. Shimon, the father, ben Reuven, his son is Reuven. So who am I? I am Shimon, he's my father, ben Reuven, I'm the ben Reuven. That's how the Greeks would sign. So the Greeks, even though they sign in Hebrew, the minag in Greece would be that you'd sign the father, you write the father's name, and the guy who's actually signing would be the last name. And just take a moment to think about this. So if you've got two gittin, one under the other, one next to the other, and we've got Aiden that sign, Reuven ben Shimon, and Reuven ben Shimon signs across both gittin, both columns. So Reuven is under the first column, and Shimon is under the second column. Now if I'm an Israeli Jew, so I know that my Reuven was under the first column, right? And Shimon is under the second column, my father's name. If I'm a Greek Jew, so then Shimon is under the first column and Reuven is under the second column, correct? Everybody with me?
Mm.
Okay, so just bear that in mind. So
let me start this. What wives is a Greek Jew and one of the wives is an Israeli Jew?
Okay, so we'll see in a moment. Maybe you don't. Maybe they can both be Israeli Jews or both be Greek Jews. The question is, can you have one aid that's Greek and one aid that's Israeli? One is Israeli. Can that work? Or do they have to both sign the same way as Greek? I don't think that it matters in which way, how the wives are. We don't care how the wives are. We aren't worrying about the wives understanding the signatures. The question is, from our point of view, when you look at their story in the future, do you know who's who yet? Because you've got to bring Aidim to do witness on who the Aidim were. They've got to know, did Reuven sign or did Shimon sign? Did the father sign or the son sign? So if it's an Israeli sign in the get, then Reuven, we know that Reuven was the son of Shimon. If it's Shimon ben Reuven, and we don't know that he's Greek, we might think that it was Shimon who signed the get, the son of Reuven, not really Reuven, the son of Shimon, but it was a Greek who signed it. I think that's the real issue over here, trying to work out. At the end of the day, we've got to do Q Mashtar. So, that's from one side all the way to the other. And now, that's what Rashi explains. The two Greek Adim signing, again. So, we've got Reuven ben Shimon, Chaim ben Yankel, and then we've got Mordechai ben Yisrael, and that's Greek, which actually means Yisrael ben Mordechai, and Chaim Shmerel ben Baruch, right? Also Greek. So, we've got two Jews, two Israelis, two Greeks. So the first get now, we've got the Israelis at the top. So the get on the right will be a kosher get. Right? And the get on the left won't be a kosher get because they've got Greek signing underneath it in the wrong way. Here we've got another case now where the one aid signs as a Jew, as Israeli, the one that signs as Greek. So we've got basically Israeli Greek, all the way going across, all the getting are pasul, because you've got the first one he's signing like an Israeli, so it seems like he's signing on the first get, on the right hand get. The second one's a Greek, he's looking like signing on the second get. The third one is Israeli signing on the first get, and the fourth one is Greek, he's signing on the second get. Okay, that's a mishmash will be pasul. So it was a velit kashir hai de beruven v'hai beben Yaakov, aid. Why don't we say not a problem? Let's say at the end of the day that the get on the right is being signed by Reuven, and the get on the right is being signed by Yaakov. And it says Reuven ben, and Yaakov aid. Maybe, really, Reuven, the son, signed the right get, and the father signed the left get. He says, the heart down, we've got a Mishnah, we'll see it later on in today's stuff. Ben ish ploni aid kasher. If a guy just signs his name as Ben ish ploni aid kasher, he doesn't have to write Reuven. He can say, I'm the son of Shimon, and it's kosher. So here we've got Reuven on the right, and on the left, Ben Ishkeret, that's a problem, what's the problem? The Katav, Reuven Ben Akama. It wasn't Reuven on the right-hand get, and then Ben Yaakov. On the right-hand side, he wrote Reuven Ben, and then on the Yaakov Aid, and Yaakov Aid on the second one. So it went Reuven Ben, Yaakov Aid. So that wasn't, would be good. If it was Reuven Ben Yaakov, we could say Reuven refers to the right-hand side of the get, and Ben Yaakov applies to the second side of the get, and we've got Aidim for both getting, two rows, four Aidim, and we'll be okay. That's what I'm saying, right? So, okay, maybe V'nitkasher hai Reuven Ben, V'nitkasher hai B'Yaakov Aid. Says that even though maybe that could also work, Reuven Ben and Yaakov Aid. Why? We've got a Mishnah that says Ish Ploni Aid. If it says Ish Ploni, Aid kasher. So the Yaakov aid on the left side would be okay. We would just Yaakov. Left side Afka Ben Yaakov. Even Yaakov on his own would be okay. What's the problem? The Lokatav aid. Now you're right. Maybe it could work. But here the case is speaking about what we said, Reuven Ben and Yaakov. And it didn't say Yaakov aid. If it said Yaakov aid, it would work. That's answer me about aid. But the question, another possible answer is Lolam. The already did say Reuven Ben and Yaakov aid. What's our problem though? With the Yadin, and everybody knows, Baha Chatima, the love Yaakov, and everyone knows it wasn't Yaakov who signed the get. Everyone knows it was Reuven ben Yaakov. So how can we come along and say that gets a kosher get when everybody knows that get wasn't signed? If we never knew that it was signed by Reuven, the son of Yaakov, we thought maybe it was Reuven on the one side of Yaakov. We see the get now, 3 weeks later from another city, maybe we could rely on it. But yeah, the whole town knows that it was Reuven who signed the get, not Yaakov. It's making a mockery of the get. We can't. This is the Dilma. So what's the problem? Maybe it was Reuven who signed on both sides. And on the Reuven side, he signed as Reuven. And on the Yaakov side, he signed in the name of his father. He signed his father's name. People don't sign in their father's names. That's too far-fetched to think that he signed Reuven on the one side and Shimon on the other side, and he was really signing his father's name. People don't do that. Yeah, you see, Steve, the whole get is about fathers. Amazing. It turned out today. Proper good get. Okay. Vedilma Simana Shavya. Maybe he actually just used like a code name, a nickname on the left side. Now we know that people use Simanim. This is what we've seen a few times already. Rabbi saw this Masechta as well from Babratra. Rav Tzir cover a Rav, he sings with like a fish. Rabbi Chanina was a charut, like a palm tree. Rav Chizda Samach, he wrote a Samach. And Rav Hoshi wrote an ayin. And Rabbi Bar Rabuna Tzir Mechuta. What's a Mechuta? Rashi's over here. What's a Mechuta? Anybody help me there? Mechuta says like a nes. It's like a mast. She posina la vilon shel svina, like a mast of a boat. People wouldn't do that, write their name and they write their father's Siman on the left, like some sort of code name. So what's happening over here? So what's our problem, he says? We've still got it at the moment. Why don't we say that this get is signed by Ivrim, and this get is signed by Yevanim, and this get, he signed it like Reuven ben Yaakov, and that get, he signed Yaakov ben Reuven. And really, it's always both being signed by Yaakov, by Reuven, the son. Because on the Hebrew, Israeli guy would sign Reuven on the right side, Ben Yaakov, and meaning the son of my father. And the Yevanis guy would sign Yaakov, Ben Reuven. What's the problem? Did not get you cut for Ivrit, the Adav Yevanit. Yeah, you see this? Yeah, daddy, here's your answer. A get that signed like in Hebrew from right to left, and but it's written that way, but signed in Yevanit, or Yevanit, in other words, it was written, the woman was a Ivri and wrote the get for her, and then Yevanim signed it, or it was signed for Yevanim, and Ivri signed it, it's not a problem, it's kosher. So maybe it should work here as well, isn't it? Maybe not. Possible refutation would be Bechitay Mekeba de Muflag Beshnei Shitin Lo. Since at the end of the day, what's our question? We've got four people. We said we got Ivri, and then Yevani. So now, since there's a gap between them of two lines, those last two signatures are not polished. So I explained a little bit differently, actually. Well, the Gemara's understanding it is that we've got two lines of Ivrim and then two lines of Yevani. So what's the problem? Say the top two lines are signed for the right get, and the bottom two lines are signed for the left get. The Gemara says no. Since maybe we could say the Chita becoming the Muflag Meshnei, there are two lines underneath between the get and the Yevani witnesses. There's two Hebrew witnesses on the right-hand get. So the left-hand side of the get, that's got a gap of two lines before we actually get to the witnesses. It wouldn't work, right? But why shouldn't it work? So Amar Chizkia, didn't Chizkia say, Mele'eyu b'krovim kasher, if you've got gaps in the get, even if relatives who are normally pastel adim just filled in the gaps they signed, so that doesn't take up, that doesn't pastel a get, it just takes up space. Ha, right? So surely over here, it's not a problem. Look at Rashi. Rashi's over here. Milal oto avir b'krovim kasher. The law kap dinan el avir. We're only worried about space. But if there isn't empty lines, but they're actually writing there, so then it shouldn't be a problem. It's only space, empty lines that are a problem for us. But if it's filled up with writing, even gobbledygook, or even for relatives that are normally pasul, not a big deal. So here we've got these two signatures are written all the way across. So it's not really empty lines. It's got the star, the get, and then we've got the Hebrew signatures at the top. And now we come to the Yevani signatures at the bottom. Just Rashi mentions an amazing Rashi here. Just look at the Rashi. Even if you don't look at the Rashi, look at the Rashi. Rashi says on the Vechit Mileu, he says Va'al titama share avir posel. He says that don't be surprised that empty spaces cause a psul. Right? Don't be surprised about empty spaces causing a psul. He says, because we know that air, posel b'shlosha b'sukkah, if you've got three tvachim of empty space in the sukkah, it's pasul. And zchach pasul, it says zchach pasul, and if you've got pasul zchach, posel b'arba. So air is already pasul b'three, and pasul zchach needs four. So empty space, says Rashi, can sometimes pasul something quicker than when you haven't got empty space. For pasul zchach, you have to have four tvachim of pasul zchach to pasul the sukkah. But air, whole, three is already a posel. So it's empty spaces can cause psulim, says Rashi. So that, he says, maybe it's only for empty space. But even if it was, had the Chizkia says, even if the relatives sign a name there into a star, it's not a problem. It says, Ha'atani Ze'iri, it says, you're right. Ze'iri says, in the version of Ze'iri, his brighter says, Ksheirin. You're right. It might be okay. We've got a brighter. So how come the Tanya doesn't? Atana says, Dilma Gundalit Chatim. V'chulu echadu de chatim. He says, no, maybe Gundalit. What do you mean Gundalit? Rashi explains Gundalit. Anytime somebody writes it where they normally write, so then it's the other way around. So normally, how do the Yevanim sign? The Yevanim sign that the father's name goes first and then the son. So now if we want to write Reuven ben Shimon, so an Israeli would write Reuven, meaning the guy who's actually signing the aid is Reuven, his father Shimon. The Greek would normally write Reuven ben Shimon, meaning the Shimon is a guy who's signing, not Reuven, correct? So he says that will be clear. So the first two Adim on the, let's say that Reuven ben Shimon and Chaim ben Yaakov signed for the Hebrew side. So Reuven, Shimon, Chaim, we know Reuven and Chaim. And now the next two Adim, we would say, if it's in underneath there, whatever, we know that the father went first then the son. But maybe he says, a chashash would be that these Greeks decided today, when in Israel, do as the Israelis. And they also signed the Israeli way. So really, we've got all four names on the right are referring to the first get, and we've got no aiding for the second get. That could be a chashash. And therefore, our Tanya doesn't like that idea at all. Right? V'chulu echad hu dechatima, only on one get they all signed. Okay, Mr. Kerzon, everybody following on that? Because I'm going very, very fast. I know I am. Everybody following me? Everybody clear with that? Right. Selwyn, clear? Because see, you're not in Ari anymore, so I don't know how you're thinking, Ranana, but can you think? You with me? Okay. Right? So it's an Eilechad Ivri, Eilechad Yevani. If we've got one Israeli aid and one Greek version aid. Right? So what's our problem? We said one. So just attack the top of the first and third and the second and fourth. What's our problem? Right? Says kosher like that. Then we learn Eidechad Ibrim, Eidechad Ibrim, it's okay, it's kosher. It was not hard time, Ziri, it's damn kosher. You're right. Ziri's version says it's kosher. So again, we're telling you that why he says not kosher. Right? Says, Dilma Gundalit Chatim, Klat Echad, Vachad Echad. Says the same thing. Atan is Choshesh. What? That the first one signed like an Ivri. The second one was a Yevani, but he also signed this time like an Ivri. And the third one signed like an Ivri, and only the fourth one was like a real Yevani. So we've got three signatures on the one side, and only one referring to the other side. We don't want to take chances. And therefore, says our Tana, forget it. No, he says, you're right, it could be kosher, but we're going to Chum Ravia, and we aren't taking any chances. Okay, new Mishnah. Shiar mitzadaget v'chavu b'daf ha'sheini. Now, we've got again, when he says daf ha'via, Rashi says, look at Rashi, it's a nice Rashi, this. Rashi says it's the second very wide, the second wide line, not the very wide of the Rashi. It says Madaf Hasheini she'etzlo baruch al Megillah. So we've got a Megillah piece of cloth which is wide enough to write two gittin on it, and the first get starts writing and goes over into the second column as well. Rashi says over here she'etzlo baruch al Megillah she'korin bil shoneinu. Look, Rashi says we call this in our language kolomil, right? A kolomil. That's a column. Kolomil, right? Rashi already uses in Loaz a column, calls it a kolomil. So we call two columns, right? You have columns in the Torah, you have different columns, right? That's so basically a kolomil. So you started on the first column, went over into the second column. That's the Mishnah. The chatvo bedaf hasheni, va'edim ilamata, and the edim sign underneath it, kasher, not a problem, it's kosher. Right, so that's not a problem. Adim b'mata kasher. V'chatmu adim b'rosh adaf. If the adim sign on the top of the page, or minatzad on the side of the page, like in the margin, or miachrav on the back of the get. You see, Adeli on the back of the get, right? The get pasha, the simple get. Now we say get pasha as opposed to a get kireach for kohanim. Pasu, it's all pasu. I look at Rashi or miachrav, but get pashut shetiknu adav liot betochok. Because the adim have to start in the get. Now we know with the get kireach with the get mekushar of the kohanim, so there the adim sign on the back. Remember, we fold over every fold, we sew it up, and they sign on the back. That's the story. He says that's our get pashur. The adim have signed in the get. That would be the case over here. Now, another couple of other examples. What do we do? Hikif rosho shel zeh betzad rosho shel zeh. So now we've got the get basically be written upside down. So if you, the one get you read this way, then you turn the page around and read the other get the other way. So the beginnings of the get, they're going in different directions. Let's get some pictures over here. If you look in your Gemara, you probably got pictures. You'll see pictures. Right? You've got pictures. Anyone in the middle. So the anyone in the middle, Shneihem Psulin. They both pass away. Because really the Adim are on the top of the first, and you turn it right in the direction of the one get, and you turn the get around, the Adim now upside down. And then you're with me, and you read the bottom of the other way around. So the Adim are Pasu. In a case like that, they're Psulim. Sofoshalze, but tzad sofoshalze. Now it's a little bit different. Now if you write the get, when you read it this way, it goes like this. Then you turn it around and it goes like this. And the bottoms meet in the middle, from bottom to top, right? In a case like that. Everybody following? Got it? You understand what I'm saying, right? Roshoshalze, but tzad sofoshalze, but sofoshalze. Va'eni be'emtza. El she'anim nekridim o'kasher. So now the Adim that go in the order, because now you've got get Adim, and you turn it around and you've got get, the one get is the order is upside down to the Adim. So the get that's in the same order as the Adim, that's a kosher get. The other get that's got the Adim upside down to the get would be a pasul get. So now you've got it easy. Now you've got Rosh, so you got one get, and then another get underneath it. You got Rosh b'sofor. The item that follow on to the top get will be kosher. The bottom get will be kosher because the item on the top. We already saw the item on the top is not kosher. Get shekadvu ivrit. Here's the case, your point, Daddy. It's written as a ivrit. Our Gemara brought all these missions as a proof. So the get was written from right to left. The edav yevanit and the edim at the bottom sign the other way around. Or yevanit, edav yevrit, or written in yevanit, but sign in yevrit. Edechad yevrit, edechad yevani. All these cases, kasher. The Bach adds in the word kasher. Katav sofer, the aid. We saw this as well in the Dan and Gemara. If it's the sofer's handwriting and one aid is kosher. If it's written ish ploni aid kasher, it says ish ploni, in other words, not Ruvain ben, just ish ploni. It's also kasher. If it says ben ish ploni, the son of so and so, also ate kasher. If it says ish ploni, ben ish ploni. If it said yeah, ish ploni, ben ish ploni, velokatav aid, then actually write the word aid is still kosher. The kachayu nekiye hadat Yerushalayim or sin. And the Mishnah says this is how the nekiye hadat. Rashi says, what are the nekiye hadat, the clean thought, clean minded people? It says, yeah, nohagin shelashonan katsara. They write in the short, they don't waste words. So they wouldn't write aid. Lo ayu chotmim at the word aid, et a ploni ben ploni. Velo katav aid, right, v'chayu lelein shozin, katav chanichato, v'chanichata kasher. Rashi says, yeah, chanichato, if he had like some sort of nickname, shem levi, shel mishpacha kula. So if it's written over here, like, I don't know, there's some clan of a family, it would be kosher. I think that's enough over here. We'll carry on tomorrow with the Gemara.